This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, we have our next guest on the line at the moment. We have Natasha Gadd, who is the CEO and creative director.
Hello, she's special.
Of the Australian International Documentary Conference. We have a little bit of a teaser about the 2022 program.
Yeah.
Natasha, thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
So, Natasha, you have quite a varied background before you got to this role, just generally within film. Could you tell us a little bit about what your story is?
Yeah, I guess I cross over into the sort of programming curation side of film, but also production. So I've worked as a film festival director for Real Life on Film Documentary Festival, which was many, many years ago now, so long I can't actually remember exactly how long ago. That's saying quite a lot. I worked at ACME and actually Treasury Theatre before that, so the old state film theatre days where many Melbourne film fans would have gone to see a lot of our local film festivals and Melbourne Cinematheque. So I worked as a film programmer at the new ACME Cinemas when we opened. And I was really passionate, always passionate about documentary, and used to program sort of masters of documentary seasons and retrospectives, and was just so interested in the different styles of documentary and was really clear on what particular styles I really responded to. And so after about 10 years of sort of working in that screen culture side of things, decided to try my own hand at making docos. So spent a good 10 years in production, working on shorts and features, and sort of came round full circle to working back within sort of a cultural organisation, but more supporting the production of new content through all of our sort of industry partner initiatives.
And Natasha, the one thing with docos these days, they've really developed. They're, you know, like they're stronger and a must-see, so many docos nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day, that when sort of 20 years ago, you'd really have to wait until the film festivals would come around to be able to see sort of feature documentaries. You'd definitely be able to see documentaries on, you know, SBS and ABC, and perhaps if you had, you know, Foxtel or subscription TV from the early days, but really now you can find documentaries on, you know, every platform. There are so many different ways that you can view really good quality content from, you know, independent feature docs, but also to those big blockbuster documentary series that are on Netflix and Amazon, and that people are really kind of binging on.
And Peter Jackson's has just done one on the Beatles, a three-part series on the Beatles, Let It Be. He's used all the footage that wasn't used in the original film and has made this doco, which is going to be huge by all accounts.
Yeah, well, there's definitely been an interesting move from a lot of traditionally narrative filmmakers making big music docs. And, you know, I think that there is something that's been really enticing about documentary, perhaps also during COVID, where a lot of, you know, there were travel restrictions and lockdowns and border closures, that a lot of people saw the sort of opportunity with creating archive-driven documentaries, because, you know, when you're stuck at home in lockdown and unable to get out there and shoot, then that's a really great alternative.
Yeah. Now tell us about the conference. Why do you need to get the message out there? Because is it just a closed shop event, or us, the general public, can we be involved?
Both. So it's very much an industry leading event. So we have been running for 33 years. This will be the 34th year in March 2020. And we're returning back to ACME, which we're really excited about. So we'll have a hybrid event, which effectively means that people can access AIDC in person, on the ground, for 4 days to come and watch sessions and listen to industry panels and live pitching forums. But people can also access it online as well, so that those who can't travel or just are coming in from more sort of remote areas but also internationally can still access, you know, everything that we have to offer. But we do have public-facing screenings, so we work with ACME every year to develop a screening program, which we will announce in the next couple of months, and that usually focuses on some of our key guests and their films. So we definitely have lots of great sort of screenings and talks for general public to attend as well.
Which is good on that front, because as I said, there is a real interest in docos these days, and so many people behind the scenes that I've come across and go, oh yeah, like I've made a couple of docos in my life, you know, like, and I'll go, really? I never saw that coming. It's interesting. Now, we were told that you might be able to give us a little tease of what might be coming. Is that true?
I can.
Oh.
we've announced our first four guest speakers, which is really exciting. So we have Eva Orner, who is an Australian director-producer who's LA-based. And in around 2014, she made a film called Chasing Asylum, which looked at sort of the turn back the boats policy in Australia, pretty hard-hitting, tough documentary, but, really vital and sort of put her on the map for telling stories that bring, you know, cultural and political issues to the fore. So she followed that up with the Academy Award-winning Taxi to the Dark Side.
Right.
So she
sort of
got that very, very kind of, I guess, independent, hard-hitting, truth-telling documentaries. She also then worked on the Netflix series, which you may or may not have seen, called Bikram, Guru Predator,
yes,
which was on the hot yoga founder, Bikram Chowdhury.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a spicy doco.
That was very spicy, yes. So, you know, looking at that sort of yoga wellness movement, but also a lot of the, sort of abusive powers and, basically just how someone who rose to fame also used that to manipulate and, you know, abuse the people who, you know, were purportedly in his care. So very one of those kind of Netflix series, I think, that a lot of people sort of binged on and probably was in the early heydays of Netflix, you know, after Making a Murderer and, a lot of those sort of series that people just started talking about. It was in everyday conversation. So she's really prolific filmmaker who has also just finished making a film called Burning, which is about the Black Summer bushfires in Australia.
Oh yeah.
And that's on Amazon, I think, in late November, but also having a cinema release, so that's definitely one for people to watch out soon. We also have Ted Hope, who is a trailblazing independent producer. He's made 75-plus films.
Whoa.
And he's received 25 Oscar nominations.
A
few credits to his name. but he's a real champion of independent cinema. He works across, you know, drama, film, but also documentaries. And he was also the former co-head of Amazon Studios. So he's someone who's got very interesting, almost polar opposite experience, from that very indie doc to, you know, massive position within a streamer.
Yeah.
So we're going to get insights.
How old is he? You know, considering he's done, or is he just an overachiever?
He'd be around the 60s.
Okay.
60s mark. He's also very, A-plus achiever. Definitely.
Right.
he definitely turns out the films in a way that not many other people do.
Right.
He'll definitely be giving us some interesting insights into not only how to make independent documentaries and make them well and find audiences, but also how to pitch to those big streamers, because that's always, you know, an art in itself, and he'll demystify that process from the inside.
Yeah, and Natasha, that is a problem, isn't it? You know, like, you might be able to make a piece, but then you've got to try and sell it. you know, get somebody interested in it, and which would be very frustrating in a lot of ways, wouldn't it, for an average Joe?
Well, I think, yeah, that's right. Especially with the independent documentaries where you spend a lot of years, you know, developing it and trying to get the funding, and it doesn't just come from sort of one source. It comes from, you know, depending on what the model is, a number of different funders. So, for example, a couple of feature documentaries that I made required, you know, Screen Australia funding, Film Victoria, you might get a film festival involved, a distributor, potentially some philanthropic money, and you kind of need to get all of that over the line to get your budget. Then it might take you a few years to film and edit, and then you've got to work with the distributors to really get the audience out there and to get the film out there and find the audience. So it's definitely a labour of love. And then you've got the completely opposite model of, say, Netflix, who will literally just buy the rights to your film for very large one-off lump sum, and they'll get those rights in perpetuity, and sort of that's it done, and you move on to the next film.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But you don't have any sort of control beyond that Netflix platform as where else it reaches. So really, really interesting, different ways of working.
All right.
We also have one last filmmaker I'll just let people know about is Nan Fu Wang, who's an incredible Chinese filmmaker who's based in LA, and she has made a number of award-winning documentaries, and a couple of them are available on Netflix. One's called One Child Nation, which focuses on China's one-child policy.
Oh, yeah.
And she makes that from a really, you know, beautiful sort of personal SAS-style approach, and also In the Same Breath, which focuses on the Chinese government's position around COVID. From Wuhan, where she was based when everything sort of unfolded before she could get back to the US. So really interesting perspectives.
Yeah, I'll say. All right. So when does it kick off? It's obviously next year.
So we kick off on Sunday the 6th of March to the 9th of March, and that'll be at ACME for the in-person events. And then we have on the 10th and the 11th, the online international marketplace. So that's where all of the meetings are online, and that's where producers with films in any stage of development can pitch to buyers from all over the world. And the hope is that they can get their projects up and out there.
Fantastic. And how can you find out more? Is there a website?
Yep, so we're just aidc.com.au.
All right, easy. Thank you so much for chatting with us today, and we'll get you back on next year, just when it's all happening, to tell us
Fantastic.
More. Yep. Okay.
I'd love to join you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Natasha Gadd here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.